This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, that community is you. What are you going to do to get the word out about the totalitarians and stop them? Well, that's the big question now, isn't it? Anyway, so here it is. The next day, everybody's sort of, hung over from the debate last night, the epic third debate and final debate. You know, when are we going to put away this election season? I think that's what a lot of people are saying. How many of you have electioneering fatigue? You know, I had it in 2010. I had it in 2012. I actually had it in 2008. But, you know, 2010, remember, everybody and their mother in 2012 was out there wanting to be president. And there's the endless debates that they had in the primaries. How stupid was that? Anyway, this was a little bit more palatable this year, but you know, you kind of get burned out on stuff like this after a while. But you know, it was very revealing last night what was really truly going on with, well, the debate and who won the debate. And quite frankly, if you're listening to this radio show, Donald Trump won the debate. Hillary Clinton came out, and you know, I have my notebook from last night. And last night after the show, after the debate, we did a show on Red State Talk Radio for about an hour and talked about it. A bunch of radio hosts got together and gee whiz talked about the debate and shared our opinions. But one of the things that stuck with me, I just, you know, as watching Hillary Clinton, I remember I've 35 years of the Clintons. I just kept saying this, she's just lying again. It's all lies. Every bit of what she was saying was a lie or something that she was making up. And I thought to myself, gosh. And so I wrote down on my notes, She's lying! Exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. And so during the course of the debate, I kept on circling, she's lying. So, I mean, really, you can't believe anything that comes out of her mouth. Now, I'm not Donald Trump, but, you know, clearly Donald has a point now, doesn't he? I mean, especially those of you that have been around long enough to go through the whole Clintoninsky, Saul Alinsky type of radicalism that we've been now exposed to. And, you know, the thing is that this is something that we've all been able to clearly recognize over time. And this is where I think, you know, at least with the olders, there's going to be less people voting for Hillary Clinton that have been loyal to her in the past. And I can tell you that a lot of my liberal friends are not voting for Hillary Clinton. That's pretty clear. They have made that choice, and they've said, well, this guy's a prima donna, Donald Trump. And, okay, yeah, he is, but he's not Hillary Clinton. You know, you got to have that change. And, I mean, this is nothing. If we vote her in, it's going to be nothing but an oligarchy, and we're nothing more than a third-world country, which is exactly what the people that are trying to tear this country down want us to revert to, and I don't think we're going to do that, quite frankly. I think last night it was a pretty clear victory for Donald Trump. She was messed up on a lot of the policy issues. She had no explanation. She had nothing to offer. There was no there, which is typical Hillary. She has no resolution to any of the world problems that we have, and clearly she was outed again on the ISIS issue. She created ISIS along with President Barack Hussein Obama. That's pretty clear, and I'm really glad that Donald Trump brought it up again. It was they're saying it was her policies, but the bottom line is, if pressed, Donald's going to pull out the statistics and the facts. And, you know, he's kind of being gentle on the Swiss right now, United Bank of Switzerland and HSBC and all that stuff. Then there's the various levels of corruption that are keeping the CIA operational, that, of course, led to the formation of ISIS and led to what we have right now going on with Assad and with what we have with the so-called resistance to Assad, which is ISIS. We've been arming and we continue to arm under this administration. I have a feeling that when Donald Trump gets on board, that's all going to change, because there's not going to be any of this kind of garbage going on in his administration. I think he's learned from this. He's seen, and I got to tell you, I do know that the Trump camp had a hard time understanding the like everybody does, and I did. I got to tell you, I did. I mean, I really wrestled with this thing to think that our country would become the terror nation, the terror state of the world, and I kept on thinking, no, I was in denial for a long time, weeks, months, that this was just. But then the overwhelming facts were stepping forward. And, you know, the more and more resources, the more and more military people I talked to and intelligence people I talked to, it was pretty evident. And, of course, they were in disbelief, too, back in 2010, 2011, 2012, that this kind of stuff. But then when Benghazi happened, everybody's like, whoa, wait a minute. Where are those Stinger missiles going? Now, you didn't know they had Stinger missiles. That was one of the big things. And, of course, the Turi revelation that's come out of the arms dealer who was actually supplying the arms that were going to be shipped and transited into Syria, used against Assad by ISIS. And one of those Stinger missiles happened to get in the hands of, well, the Taliban. And when they fired one of those Stinger missiles at one of our Chinooks, it didn't go off. It penetrated the skin and went inside. And they checked out the serial numbers, and they found out, oh, this is all part of that gun smuggling routine that Hillary Rodham Clinton from the State Department was supporting. Now, you keep in mind, it was Hillary Rodham Clinton State Department's operation about this gun running business that was moving arms and shipments of arms from Benghazi into Syria. See, none of that's been discussed yet. It will be. I mean, it's been discussed on the radio. It's been discussed, of course, the movie 13 Hours was all about that. I mean, you had to know the subtext behind it, but that was what was happening in the movie 13 Hours, the movie about Benghazi, which, by the way, did not get brought up last night. I think much to the chagrin of many that Donald did not bring it up, and he should have. But we will continue to bring up the Benghazi issue, because this is a bad one for Hillary and her surrogates out there. They still can't get their arms around that. Now, Sean Smith's mother was in the audience last night. Trump managed to put her up there and out front. I wish that he had mentioned Benghazi one time and just blasted her about the four Americans that died. That's the only thing I wish he could do. And, you know, he will mention it, I think, on the campaign. The campaign has really started to take off and turn a different direction. October surprises have now been issued out there on the Trump end of it, which is, of course, the WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks is still coming forward. Julian Assange is not dead. Do we want to put that rumor? You know, there's great speculation going on. So we're happy to say he is not dead. And the Ecuadorian government shut down his internet access through them. But they didn't say that he could not have his own internet access. I guess if he was paying for it and it wasn't coming through the Ecuadorian government. So that's the resolution. That's why there were more today. And I have not seen any of them. I haven't even seen all the reports to even read it to you right now. At this point in time, it's a little bit early. But just about an hour ago from what we're talking about right now, and we're on the Pacific Coast time, just about an hour ago, more WikiLeaks came out. This is, the 13th edition of the Podesta files. I mean, this guy's just getting blasted. And last night, Donald Trump just, you know, he brought up that, gee, you know, Podesta, your campaign manager, really has some bad things to say about you, Hillary. And he's right. Gosh, Podesta's brutal on Hillary. And for obvious reasons, he sees the truth. And, you know, I'm not saying I like this guy, Podesta, not at all. These guys are all slime. But then in tandem, Project Veritas, our own James O'Keefe, who's been on Agenda 21 Radio about three or four times, and I've actually met and had a chance to sit down and talk with him when he was making a trip to the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots out here in Northern California. He was on a Northern California trip. It was pretty interesting to make contact with all the tea parties and to get his message out. That was about two or three years ago, I think. Actually, it was a little bit, maybe it was almost 4 years ago that he was out here. It was right after the election in 2012, so around that time frame. But boy, the bombshell revelations coming out of Project Veritas. Anyway, stay with us. More to come. And what about Donna Brazile, caught with her hand in the cookie jar? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio, Liberty Tour number 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
Coordinating with the Democratic National Committee and even the Clinton campaign, paid agitators to incite violence at Trump rallies. Watch.
If you look at what came out today on the clips, where I was wondering what happened with my rally in Chicago and other rallies where we had such violence, she's the one in Obama that caused the violence. They hired people, they paid them $1,500, and they're on tape saying, be violent, cause fights, do bad things.
Joining me now, Donna Brazil, chairwoman of the Democratic National Committee. Donna, thank you very much for being here. So the people involved in that campaign to incite violence at the Trump rallies and make it, you know, look like Trump supporters were violent when in fact they had been provoked by these folks looking for a fight, say that this was in direct coordination with Hillary Clinton's camp and with the DNC. Scott Fovell, the guy caught on tape who's now been fired, said this is how it worked. The Hillary camp pays the DNC. The DNC pays Democracy Partners, our group, who pays the Fovell group, and that's the group that, quotes, that quote, executes the expletive on the ground.
Hey, Kelly, that contract, first of all, that contract, based on my knowledge, I became chair on July 28th. The contract that is allegedly being referred to was not signed until June of 2016. I think all that evidence is out there. Look, when you have a convicted criminal sneaking around your office with imposters that try to
Are you referring to Bob Cramer, the head of Democracy Partners?
No, I'm referring to Mr. O'Keefe in the instance that he has doctored some videos as he's done before. But again, going back to this so-called contract that you mentioned, Bob's contract, according to the records that I was able to pull at the DNC, was not signed until June of 2016.
Bob Cramer, Bob Cramer was the head of Democracy Partners.
Okay.
Bob Cramer was the head of Democracy Partners. This is one of the groups, he's now been fired, this is one of the groups that committed these acts. He's the man who was at the White House 342 times and met personally, according to the records, with President Obama in some fashion over 40 times. He's now been dismissed, but he's the one saying that there was coordination with the DNC, and this is obviously a very well-connected man. He, too, is a convicted felon, convicted for fraud. This is obviously not an honest person, and yet you were working very closely with him, the DNC.
Well, again, Bob Cramer, I went back to the DNC the other day when this came up, after we learned that we had a convicted criminal sneaking around our office, posing as an intern. And I asked for the records of Mobilize to be produced. Now, Bob, this was Bob's contract with Mobilize, his group, was signed in June to help us with building rallies across the country, meaning Democratic rallies. So what Mr. Trump was referring to, and I'm sure you'll see the results, that was something that happened months ago, and I have no evidence and no knowledge of that. Mr. Cramer stepped aside because he did not want to be the kind of distraction that he is even at this point. Here, I just witnessed the third debate. I went to all three debates. I thought Hillary did a fantastic job. I thought she was not only on the mark in terms of the substance and talking about real solutions for the middle class.
Well, we're not going to let Donna Brazile get away with that. And there's more of this clip. We're probably going to play it a little bit later in the hour, maybe tomorrow. When Megyn Kelly actually did a very good job of taking on Donna Brazile. Now, what she is referring to is what we played yesterday on the show with the clip from Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, in which they cornered Democratic Partners, a group, a nonprofit organization, which were acting as the operatives. Now, this is a clear violation of law that's going on in all these tapes O'Keefe has out there. Now, it's not O'Keefe who's violating the law. Now, here's the deal, is and I want to make something very, very clear. Donna Brazile is referring to James O'Keefe as the so-called convicted felon, and James O'Keefe pled guilty and paid a fine because he was snooping around a Democrat's office trying to get information, and they caught him. And this was all stuff that he was trying to do as a person of the press. And now this is stuff that happens and has happened for years with the press. Go back to Watergate days and so on. Now, see, they won't say anything about Watergate and the snooping around that was all done and the information that was given to them that was illegal information to be passed on to the press, but it was, the person was being illegal passing it on to the press, but the press got it. Now, once the press gets it, they have an obligation or they can do whatever they want to with it. It's this is the stuff that they're into, is calling people that go out to try and find information about illegal behavior. They're calling them illegal. Classic. I mean, they're just looking for all kinds of excuses to explain away they're not illegal. But the person who was illegally taking information and giving it to the press, they're illegal. Forget about the content of what that person has. We don't want to talk about that. Now, this is very damning information, because you may recall the violence that I thought was totally staged. All this is staged. And as I've listened to these tapes and looked at the scenarios that they're talking about, going all the way to Ferguson, we're going to get into Ferguson. You're going to see that these terrorist events were staged by the DNC, by Clinton, by Obama, all of it staged, funded by George Soros. That's where this is all going. Hello. Multiple felonies along the way. This Bob Cramer guy, who is pictured, seen in this video that they're referring to here, is spelling out the felonious behaviors that they're asking and paying for people to do. I mean, this is all coming from the DNC. This is all coming from Hillary's camp. That's why Donald was calling it out at the debate last night. Oops. This is substantive stuff. These are facts. This is information that's bombshell information to the Clintons. It's carpet bombing. I mean, forget the Scud missiles. This is carpet bombing. Break out the B-52s. O'Keefe is carpet bombing Hillary Clinton right now. And boy, are they defensive about it. As Donna Brazile, it gets worse in this interview, and we're going to naturally point it out to you, because it's wonderful to watch her try and struggle by telling more lies to cover up the lies, which is classic of what they're doing. That's why last night I was just so tired of Hillary. Just more lies, more lies, more lies. It's lies, it's lies. I was circling. I'm sitting here kind of making the circle movement with my pen, That's what she was doing. I just kept saying, it's lies. It's more lies. It's more. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to defend the lies with lies. And watching Donna Brazile struggle, and you heard her trying to overtalk Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly was very good about bringing it all back together. And I do have to say that, not a Megyn Kelly fan, but she did a very good job here of excoriating and actually allowing, I think, Donna Brazile to excoriate herself. She's as dirty as they come. She's just as slimy as anybody else. All this is slimy behavior. I mean, can't you go out and play the game fair, even remotely? And so, you know, when it comes to the big question of the day in that debate last night, Donald Trump says he's not going to certify anything. He was asked the question, will you accept the outcomes of the election? And he said no. He says, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that looks like right now. I'm not going to absolutely say yes. And he shouldn't. No, he shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't do that. Because he's capitulating, taking a knee at the behest of what Hillary is trying to, well, say. She's trying to take the initiative and say, oh, well, Donald, we're going to accept it. Donald, what about you? And Donald said, no, I'm not. He manned up right in front of her. Don't you hate it when you man up in front of a feminazi?
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Position. Donald Trump basically said, in a democracy where the voters should decide, he alone will make the decision whether or not he will accept the results. It's the citizens.
Controversial comment. We've talked about that.
It's the citizens. I feel very strongly about it. You feel strongly about an imposter walking into our office and trying to get staff people to do X and Y and then come up with this video. I feel very strongly about the right of every citizen to vote, Kelly, and I want to make sure every American has the right to vote on election day.
Let's be clear. I've said nothing about my feelings. This is about a controversy that has erupted to the point where I wasn't the one who fired these two staffers. The Democrats fired these two staffers. So obviously they believe some wrongdoing took place. Whether the tape was obtained improperly or not. But no one so far has come out to challenge the legitimacy of these particular tapes put out by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. In fact, they've acted on them.
Absolutely.
So you say the tapes are falsified?
Mr. O'Keefe enjoys falsifying records. He did it with NPR. He's done it with numerous sources. But Kelly, can I ask you, we're at a presidential debate, and Donald Trump made several ridiculous claims tonight.
I hit Donald Trump's representatives with those, but now I have you.
I don't play dodgeball, honey. I play basketball. And I'm just telling you, he tried to score on misinformation. He's trying to score on information that was obtained illegally, Donna.
You say that you play straight up, but I have to ask you because you were accused of receiving a debate question before a CNN town hall where they partnered with TV One, and that you had this question on March 12th that verbatim was provided by Roland Martin to CNN the next day. How did you get that question, Donna?
Well, Kelly, since I play straight up and I'll play straight up with you, I did not receive any questions from CNN. Let's just be
very
clear.
Where did you get it?
First of all, what information are you providing to me that will allow me to see what you're talking about?
WikiLeaks released a March 12th Podesta email showing you messaging the Clinton campaign with the exact wording of a question asked at the March 13th CNN TV One town hall debate.
Kelly,
where did you get it?
I, as a Christian woman, I understand persecution, but I will not sit here and be persecuted because your information is totally false. Podesta's emails were stolen. You're so interested in talking about stolen.
So you deny it.
You're like a thief that want to bring into the night the things that you found that was in the gutter. CNN's Jake Tapper came out
and said this was unethical. Somebody was unethically helping the Clinton campaign. He said, I love Donna Brazile, but this is very, very upsetting. My understanding is that the email to Donna Brazile came from either Roland Martin or someone around Roland Martin. He said, this is very upsetting and very troubling. That's your own colleague at CNN. It's not Megyn Kelly. Who gave you that question?
Hey, Megyn, once again, I've said it, and I've said it on the record, and I'll say it on the record, and I'll keep saying it on the record. I am not going to try to validate falsified information. I have my documents. I have my files. Thank God I have not had my personal emails ripped off from me and stolen and given to some criminals to come back altered. I have my records, I have my files, and as I've said repeatedly, CNN, in the 14 years I was associated with CNN, I've never received anything. If I had a blank piece of paper, that would basically be the end of this conversation. I never get documents from CNN.
Your email to the Clinton camp said, sometimes I receive the questions in advance. And
you know what?
CNN is saying Roland Martin gave them to you or someone at TV One. And they were provided to Hillary before that town hall.
Well, it just goes on with more running backwards with her head spinning, Donna Brazile, by Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly was butchering her, which, you know, isn't it nice to see that? Score one for the good guys. Yeah, you know, I got to say, Megyn, great job. No, I'm not choking. Not. Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? I mean, this, you got to laugh because there's going to be more of this. This is just the beginning for the next 3 weeks. There's more information coming out from O'Keefe. There's more information coming from WikiLeaks. There are bombshells. That's why I say the B-52s are in the air. They are in the air for the Republicans. And you know what? All those Republicans that decided to become globalist and have turned against Trump, you know, Mitt Romney, can you help a brother out, Mitt? Or the Bushes, who aren't going to vote for Trump, who are denouncing Trump, and it happens to be the Republican nominee, but, you know, that makes no never mind with them because they're globalist. Well, they're going to look, I mean, and Paul Ryan, how much mud can this guy have on his face? Or, you know, how about Cheetos? Paul Ryan with the Glenn Beck Cheetos look. What do you think? There's going to be more of this. And wait till you get to parts where they start identifying media personalities and how much money they got for certain things. I mean, Cheetos, anyone? And I like Cheetos. I mean, I got to tell you, I like Cheetos. Cheetos are really good, but not on my face, if you get my drift. Anyway, so there's going to be more of this. And it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be had by all. And it's going to be explosive. I mean, you can just, it's going to be, it's popcorn time. I mean, really, it's just popcorn. Just pop your popcorn, listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and we'll fill in the gaps and we'll all laugh together because we're not going to be crying to the polls. It's time for the Hillary camp to go to the polls and cry and cry and cry as they will. Anyway, I'm having more fun than I probably should be allowed to have. That's an old Rush Limbaugh saying. But, you know, at this point in time, why not, right? Why shouldn't we have fun at this time? I think this is a very doable thing is to have fun at this time. Anyway, we're going to be coming up to a break here pretty soon. We have just a couple minutes. We're going to be coming up to this break, and we're going to be talking about what is truly going on. I've got a little bit of audio situation going on right now, so we're going to be working on that and figuring out what in the world is happening. Anyway, okay, so we got the Liberty Tour coming up, the Liberty Tour in Live Oak, California, Yuba City, California, on October 28th and 29th. Want to make sure you get all the information on that. Go to our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, because we have, the guest list of people are going to be there. Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be there. And, you know, of course, the environmentalists don't like that. He's going to be taking on the issue of the environmentalist and also Brexit and what is really truly going on there. And also, we're going to be having Dr. Jim Garrow. He's going to be giving us, both of these are going to be occurring by Skype. The very special guest that we have, of course, is Jeanette Finicum. And Jeanette Finicum is, I got to tell you, it's an awesome honor to have Jeanette Finicum with us because, you know, her husband, Robert Lavoie Finicum, was the one that was assassinated by the FBI. And we use that term, assassinated. It was premeditated murder, assassination military style. And it's pretty evident. And now there is a trial that's in the waning days, actually, with Ammon Bundy and others, about as many as seven or eight at one time being tried. It looks like, from what we can tell, they started closing arguments 2 days ago, and we haven't gotten the latest update this morning yet from what's going on in Portland. We will bring that to you, though, as we get it over the next day or so. But it seems like the prosecution, the federal case, is absolutely dissolving around them. It's melting. I'm melting. That's what the federal prosecutors are saying right now. And I'll tell you, this is going to be a watershed moment if charges are dropped or the jury looks at them and says, they're innocent. Talk about watershed. It's going to be liberating. Stay with us.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio, Liberty Tour No. 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 of pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Secretary Clinton, it's an open discussion. Secretary,
we would have gained now, if they did it by
Secretary,
surprise.
Please let Mr. Trump speak.
He's unfit, and he proves it every time.
You are
talks.
The one that's unfit. You know, WikiLeaks just actually came out. John Podesta said some horrible things about you, and boy, was he right. He said some beauties. And you know, Bernie Sanders, he said you have bad judgment. You do. And if you think that going into Mosul, after we let the world know we're going in, and all of the people that we really wanted, the leaders, they're all gone. If you think that was good, then you do. Now, John Podesta said you have terrible instincts. Bernie Sanders said you have bad judgment. I agree with both.
Well,
so do I. I mean, give me a break. And, you know, this whole thing, guys, about if you've been, and you're a millennial, and you're thinking about Hillary Rodham Clinton, and you think Barack Obama's done such a great job, let me tell you militarily, he has done completely the opposite job. He's doing everything he can do to facilitate ISIS, and has been. And you might not understand warfare or understand how modern warfare should be fought, but we should be fighting the enemies of America, not enabling the enemies of America to help destroy America. That's just the twisted nature of these people. And, of course, Hillary Rodham Clinton is all in on this because she's helped to finance it. She helped to facilitate when she was Secretary of State. What do you think the Arab Spring was all about? Which, by the way, Benghazi was not mentioned last night. Benghazi was not mentioned last night, although Sean Smith's mother was in the audience. Now, I have to say that was a vulnerable area Donald did not exploit. There's a couple of areas he didn't exploit. One of them, when she was kind of lambasting him about Putin, all he needed to do was say, what about your open server to the world? That's espionage. And she was accusing him of working in collusion with Putin on these WikiLeaks and so on, which is total garbage. By the way, I'm sure the Russians have been hacking into our system, and so have the Chinese. This is well known. And so about everybody else. And, of course, her open server has been an invitation for open espionage. And, by the way, what we're finding out more and more and more and more is that there's a black web out there. We've known about this, a black web in which all sorts of other things that you can't get into normally through normal channels, like you can't Google search it and you can't do Yahoo, there's a web beyond that. And guess what we have on that web right now? We have top secret information on that web from Hillary Rodham Clinton's server. Some of this is from the special secret information that is for your eyes only that we have described on this show. Some of that information has shown up. Now, special access programs is what we're talking about here. This is the darkest secrets that we have and we do not share. And the only way you can have that is have access to a special access program and screen. We are finding out now she had that. She had the ability to do that worldwide, and she was open sourcing it to everybody. These secrets are out there on the black web, and anybody can see them. This is open espionage by Hillary Rodham Clinton and her ilk in the State Department. Open, blatant, and flagrant espionage. By which, by the way, if she was convicted, carries a death sentence. That's what she's done. This is the harm that she's done this country. It's out there. It's open. People can get it and have been getting it. That's why I say Donald should have pivoted to that last night, but he didn't. Now, he didn't because perhaps he needs surrogates like myself and others to explain all this to you so that you understand what we have here in Hillary Rodham Clinton. You can't tell me that she's not a spy for the other side when she has an open server, when she knows and she's violating the laws all over the place, and then there's cover-up for her by James Comey and Loretta Lynch. What do you think we're talking about here? She's an enemy of the state. No one shares these types of secrets. Special access means this. There is a computer program and a screen. You cannot forward. All you can do is look at the information. You cannot cut and paste and edit. But if somebody's smart enough, they can take their iPhone and take a picture of the screen. And that can be circulated. And that is exactly the case. By the way, this means that people out in the field, CIA operatives that are doing super secret work for us and the FBI, and are exposed. These are the types of things that she's exposing actual operatives in the field. There was no protection. There was no protection on her server for that. It was open access. What do you think she's doing? Hello? She's illegally doing that. She's not supposed to do that. She's not supposed to have a server out there. These are felonies, felonies, felonies. Thousands of felonies she has committed. So is she too big to fail? Too big to prosecute for all these felonies? Is that what we're seeing here? You betcha. At least that's the mindset of her operatives, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, Eric Holder, President Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood connection, get it? Because she's one of them. More to come.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
The Liberty Tour returns, presented by Agenda 21 Radio, Liberty Tour No. 5, The Constitution. Friday, October 28th and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road in Live Oak, California, will be returning. There are two documents that have served as the basis for the United States of America. The Bible and the Constitution, both are powerful documents that have provided freedom, prosperity, and stability for not just the United States, but the world. In the last 100 years, both have come under attack by those who wish to destroy the United States of America. Liberty Tour 5 will focus on the power of American citizens given to us in the U.S. Constitution, the biblically inspired document that our founding fathers used to develop the U.S. Constitution to protect the God-given rights of all Americans. Participants will be given the knowledge of how to use the Constitution as the founding fathers had envisioned, and how to take this knowledge back to their communities to teach their fellow citizens the power behind the Constitution. Learn the value of the U.S. Constitution and why it is more important than ever to understand it and to hold those who swear an oath to protect and defend it accountable. General admission is $10. Veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and students with ID are free. Children 14 and under are free. Purchase tickets online at Eventbrite at A21R.com. That's A21R.com. An AR-15 gun raffle will be held. That's the Liberty Tour, Friday, October 28th, and Saturday, October 29th, Church of Glad Tidings at 1179 Eager Road. For more information, go to agenda21radio.news or call area code 530-870-8569. That's 530-870-8569. The Liberty Tour, the Constitution, October 28th and 29th, Church of Glad Tidings, sponsored by Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And make your plans to come to the Liberty Tour, October 28th and 29th in Yuba City, California, Live Oak. And it's going to be a fantastic tour. Lord Christopher Monckton is one of our guests. Dr. Jim Garrow is another. And it's going to be a fantastic 2 days. And, of course, Jeanette Finnicum, the widow of Lavoy Finnicum, will be our special guest. And she'll be there Friday night to give a major presentation. And, of course, there's a lot going on. We have not been reporting all the information that's coming out of Portland about the hearings and so on. We will be doing a little bit of that today and also in the next couple of days. Red Smith will be joining us and talking about some of the stuff that's going on there. So he's been following it. I've actually been following it, but I've been getting informed day-to-day what's going on. I'm just holding back on the reporting right now. The reportage. So as we next week we'll be talking a lot about it because we're in the closing argument phase for all these people up there. And, of course, what we're understanding, I'll just give you a clue, is that the government's case is falling apart. Naturally, it's falling apart. They had no reason to arrest these people. They didn't even have warrants out for their arrest when they assassinated Lavoy. They didn't even have any reasonable suspicion or probable cause to pull him over for a traffic stop, which they forcibly pulled them over. Hello? But there were no warrants out there because no judge would have issued a warrant. But the warrants were issued the day after they murdered Lavoy Finnicum. Gee, I wonder if that's legal. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.